好，弟兄姊妹，请把圣经翻到约翰福音十四章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bible to John chapter 14.
我们今天读的经文是约翰福音十四章二十五到三十一节。
Today our scripture passage will be from John chapter 14, verses 25 to verse 31.
我们还是用起音的方法。弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。
I will still read the softest read. Brothers, please read the odd verses, and sisters, please read the even verses.
青少年可以用英文同样一起念。
And you can follow along and read aloud in the English.
约翰福音十四章第二十五节，弟兄请，我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走了。好，我们基督祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们是有盼望的。
And through your word, we know that we are those who have hope.
也因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何行。
And through your word, we might know what we ought to do here on earth.
求你所赐的圣灵将你的话语向我们开启。
And with your Holy Spirit, which you promised to give us.
让我们真正的明白你的话语。
Open our hearts that we might understand truly your word.
按真理分解你的话语。
That we might interpret your word based in truth.
可以使我们真的行在你的话语当中。
So that we might truly walk according to your word.
求你保守。
Would you bless us and keep us?
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们先来看今天这七节经文。对我们说了什么？
So that was only the seven verses of what they are telling us.
第一部分是二十五、二十六两节经文。
The first part is verses 25 to 26.
主耶稣说，他与使徒同住的时候，就已经将要对他们说的话都告诉他们了。
And Jesus said that while he was with them, he had already told them all these things.
主耶稣最近与使徒们说的话。可以是指约翰福音十四章一到二十四这二十四节经文的内容。
And of course, because the words that he said most recently, of course, you can say either chapter 14, verses 1 to 24.
这二十四节经文我们已经借着五次讲到分享了这部分内容。
And we've already looked at this passage in five sermons.
然后我们要看到主耶稣在这里说的是。他还与使徒同住的时候所说的话。
And so we are saying these are the words that Jesus said, spoke to them while he was still with them.
耶稣与使徒同住了三年半的时间。
Jesus stayed with the disciples, the apostles, for 3.5 years.
所以这样看来，他所说的话不只是指约翰福音十四章这一部分的内容了。
So, of course, and from this we can see that what Jesus has said to them while he's with them is, of course, beyond what is written here in chapter 14, 1 to 24.
至少它包括了四福音书所记载的所有主耶稣的教训、教导。
So certainly this includes the instructions of Jesus found in the four Gospels.
在马太福音里记载主耶稣的登山宝训。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we have the Sermon on the Mount.
路加福音记载了主耶稣在海边的讲道。
And of course, then Luke also records Jesus' sermon by the sea.
四福音记载了主耶稣讲了很多比喻。
And all the four Gospels record many of his parables.
特别重要的是主耶稣预言自己将要受死，三天以后要复活。
And of course, so importantly, they all record Jesus' prediction of his prophecy of his dying and rising on the third day.
主耶稣至少三次和他的门徒们说这个预言。
And he already prophesied this to his disciples at least three times.
这么多的内容，使徒们，我们相信他们也不是电脑，他有许多他们都无法记住。
And of course, with all this information, we trust that they are not computers and they cannot therefore remember all of this.
也有许多内容他们当时听了却不明白。
Or perhaps when they heard some of these things, they did not understand what they heard.
因此，当主耶稣说要离开他们的时候，他们就不明白主耶稣所指的是说的是什么事。
And so when Jesus said that he will leave them, then they would not necessarily understand what he's referring to.
因此他们就忧愁起来了。
And so of course then they become troubled.
我们过去讲过，主耶稣在十四章十六节经文中就应许他们，说父上帝要因他的名差遣，另外差遣一位保惠师来。
Of course in verse 16, Jesus already told them that the Father would send them another helper to be with them.
这位保惠师就是圣灵。
And of course, this helper is the Holy Spirit.
保惠师来要做什么事呢？
And so what is the Holy Spirit doing?
在今天的经文二十六节告诉我们了。
And so we are told what he does in verse 26 of the passage today.
圣灵要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
The Holy Spirit will teach them all things and bring them to remember all that Jesus said to them.
二十七节是紧接着二十六节说的，因此二十七节的内容与二十六节有非常密切的关系。
And verse 27 is directly tied to verse 26, and therefore there is a close connection between them, verses 26 and 27.
二十七节主耶稣说什么？
So what does Jesus say in verse 27?
主耶稣说，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you, I give to you.
主耶稣赐下的平安，他所说的赐下平安，是这个平安是建立在二十六节的教训上的。
And so this peace that Jesus gives, it is founded on the teaching of verse 26.
如果没有二十六节的教训，主耶稣说我赐给平安给你，这个平安是没有根基的，是不存在的。
If there is no verse 26, then the peace in verse 27 that Jesus will give them has no foundation. It will not exist.
现在我们来看主耶稣二十七节说赐给使徒平安的话之后，我们看到使徒们并没有得到平安的表现。
And so we can see that in the following verses that even though Jesus gives them this peace, that the apostles through their words show that they do not have this peace.
一直到五旬节降临之前，使徒们都没有明显的他们有平安的表现。
Indeed, all the way up to the day of Pentecost, the disciples do not display obvious signs of peace.
所以主耶稣在被审问的时候，在他被钉十字架的时候，这些门徒仍然忧愁，并且四处逃散。
So when Jesus was on trial, indeed, when he was crucified, you can see that these disciples were troubled, indeed, they were therefore dispersed.
之后他们才慢慢想起主耶稣对他们所说的话。
And only later did they remember Jesus' words to them.
当他们相信主耶稣对他们的教训以后，信心才渐渐地刚强起来。
And only when they remember Jesus' teaching, are their faith then therefore established and strengthened.
主耶稣这二十六节所说的平安才回到他们身上。
Not only then did the peace of these verses rest upon them.
我们从教会历史中知道，当主耶稣说的平安，这个平安真实的临到他们身上的时候，他们能够面对罗马政府的迫害。
And only when this peace came upon them, were these disciples able then to stand up to Roman persecution.
这使徒除了约翰， 都是殉道的。
And so, except for John, all these were martyrs who died for the faith.
都是被钉在十字架上的。
These are all those who were crucified.
所以他们是在平安和喜乐中被钉在十字架上。
There are those who were crucified in peace and in joy.
因为主耶稣的平安，他们真正的得到了主耶稣的平安。
Because they truly receive the peace that comes from Christ.
当然，这个平安不是凭空来的。
And so of course, this peace isn't a meaningless peace.
我们看第二十八节，主耶稣说：“你们听见我对你们说了，我去还要到你们这里来。你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐，因为父比我大，是比我大。”
Verse 28, you heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
主耶稣在这里说，你们听见我对你们说了，我去还要到你们这里来。在主耶稣说了要离开他们之后，这是第三次说他还要回到使徒这里来。
Jesus said here, you heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. And Jesus is third time saying to them that they will, that he will meet them and come to them.
第一次在第三节说了。
He said this the first time in verse 3.
就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And he said, if I go, then I will come again and will take you to myself.
第二次是在第十八节说的，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
In verse 18, he said the second time, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
第三次就是在二十八节说的。
And the third time he said this in verse 28.
所以说主耶稣说，我赐下平安给你们，他不是一句空空的话，他是以他自己的话语中的应许为根据的。
And so when he says that peace he gives them, this is not a basis, but this is founded in his own words.
我们要知道，主耶稣说他必来，来到我们这里，我们就知道主耶稣是那位活的神。
And so when Jesus said that he will certainly come to them, then we can know that Jesus is that living God.
这是我们今天我们看了全本圣经以后说这样的话。
And so this is what we can say after we have now that we have the whole Bible and we have understood.
但当时候主耶稣说这话，这些门徒是不能领受的，不能领会的。
But when Jesus said this at that time, the disciples were unable to take it in.
所以耶稣在二十九节说，现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。
This is why verse 29 Jesus said, and now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe.
当然我们理解这些经文，可以说这些经文是指向主耶稣上十字架受死这件事。
Of course, we can say that this verse points indeed to his crucifixion on the cross.
主耶稣上十字架受死被埋葬，被埋葬，第三天复活。
That Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and was raised on the third day.
当使徒们见到复活的主耶稣之后，就讲啊，主耶稣已经告诉我们了，他还要再到我们这里来。
And so when the disciples met with the resurrected Lord, they suddenly remembered that Jesus said he would indeed come to them.
当使徒们看到一个死了被埋葬三天以后又复活的主耶稣的时候，他们就看到的是上帝的大能。
When they saw Jesus who died and was buried and was raised on the third day, they saw a God who works great works.
当他们看到这个上帝，他们所相信的上帝是有这样大的能力，他们就不再忧愁了。
So when they saw that their God has this great of this great might.They were no longer anxious and troubled.
这是他们平安的一个依据。
And so, indeed, this is what led them to this peace.
主耶稣要离开使徒们的时候，三次提到他再来，也可以指向主耶稣会在地上实行他最后审判所的。
And again, we can also say that when Jesus will come back, we can also link this to Jesus' final judgment on earth.
这个在今天好像还没有看到。
And so, as of today, we still do not yet see Jesus' final judgment.
但是使徒们看到主耶稣十字架受死、被埋葬、三天又复活的那个主，他就相信 我们也因此而相信主耶稣所说的话一定会实现。
And so when they saw this, this Jesus, their Lord, who died and was buried and was raised again on the third day, then they could trust and know that what Jesus said would indeed take place.
所以我们相信主耶稣会来要最后审判这个世界。
So therefore, we believe that Jesus will come again to judge this world.
我们要相信世界是掌控在主耶稣父上帝手中的。
And so we can see that this world is firmly under the control of Jesus' heavenly Father.
因此，历史历代的门徒都不应该忧愁，要活在主耶稣的平安里。
Therefore, Christians in each and every generation have no grounds for worry, but they can rest in the peace of Jesus Christ.
不过，我们看到第三十节，好像话锋一转，又变。
In verse 30, we see what seems to be like a transition.
第三十节怎么说的？
Well, what does verse 30 say?
以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有的。
I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me.
似乎主耶稣走了以后，这个世界又被世界的王所控制了。
So when Jesus leaves, is this that the ruler of the world once again will control this?
我们似乎没有希望了。
Is it that we have no hope?
但是这三十节，我们必须要在三十节上去理解三十节所说的话。
So we must understand this in light of verse 29.
三十一节是怎么说的？
Verse 31. What does verse 31 say?
但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎么吩咐我就怎么行。
It says, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father.
主耶稣离开世界上十字架，主耶稣受死以后，世界的王会来，这全是在父上帝的安排当中。所以说，主耶稣说，父怎样吩咐我就怎样行。
So when Jesus said that he would no longer talk much with them and that the Lord is coming, this is all under the Father's sovereign control. So therefore, Jesus can say that he does what the Father has commanded him.
因此我们要清楚地看到，虽然现在似乎世界的王在掌控这个世界。
And so even though from the looks of things, it is the ruler of this world that is controlling things.
如果我们能给世界的王一个掌控这个世界，我们就没盼望。
But if the rule of the world actually is in control of this world, then we will have no hope.
然后我们要知道，世界的王掌控这个世界是父上帝能允许的，是安排的。
But instead, what we see is that the ruler of this world, when he rules, this is all under God's sovereign permission.
这一切都是在父上帝的计划之中。
This is all in accordance with God's wise plan.
到日子满足的时候，主耶稣再来的时候，所有这个世界的王，以前跟随这个世界王抵挡上帝的人，都会进入到硫磺火湖里。
And so that when the time is full, then the ruler of this world and all who follow them will enter into the lake of fire.
这是永远的刑罚。
And this is an eternal punishment.
而相信主耶稣、跟随主耶稣的基督徒，就有永远不会变的平安和喜乐。
And then the Christians who follow after and believe in the Lord Jesus, they will have a peace that is unchangeable.
今天我讲到的题目是真平安。
And so today's theme is real or true peace.
出自二十七节。
This is from verse 27.
这些经文对我们来说太重要了。
Verse 27 is such a critical verse for us.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
每个活在世上的人都希望自己是平平安安的。
Every person living here wishes that they can live with peace.
临到我们身上的烦恼的事越少越好。
And all the things that drive us to anxiety and worry, the less of those things, the better.
但是我们很可怜。
But we are poor and pitiful.
一件烦恼是过去了，紧接着一件烦恼是又来了。
Things that cause worry, they come one after another.
所以说主耶稣这句话太重要了。
So therefore, this is why Jesus' words here are so important.
主耶稣把这个平安赐给了使徒们。
Jesus gave this peace to the disciples.
当然，主耶稣也把这个平安赐给我们今天的基督徒的。
And of course, Jesus also gives this peace to the Christians today.
就像我前面说的，只是我们现在许多基督徒在许多的时候还生活在忧愁之中。
So of course, like I said earlier, we Christians still so often live our lives in anxiety and worry.
我们好像没有得到主耶稣所赐给我们的那个平安。
And it seems that we have not received the peace that Jesus has given us.
基督徒没有活在主耶稣所说的平安中，
Christians that do not live in the peace that Jesus lives.
因为圣经中主耶稣告诉我们，他所赐的平安不像世人所赐的平安。
But Jesus says here that his peace that he gives is not as the world gives.
如果我们活在世上，我们去追求世上的那种平安。
If we live on this, in this world and we seek to seek after worldly peace,
世上的平安是怎么样的平安？
What kind of peace is worldly peace?
就像四福音书里说，一个财主啊，收了很多收获，完了盖个大仓房，说啊，我把所有的事都存在里面了，我就有平安了，我吃喝不愁了。
And so this is then this would be like the parable of the Gospels where the rich man decides to then build greater storehouses and then he says, oh, I don't want to worry about the food and drink. I have enough.
这个财主要的就是世上平安。
So what this rich man wanted was the peace that comes from this world.
如果我们基督徒追求那样的平安，
So if we Christians seek after that kind of peace,
主耶稣的平安就不会来到我们身上。
So Jesus' peace will not rest upon us.
因为主耶稣说了，这是不同的平安。
Because Jesus said this is a different kind of peace.
所以说我们要悔改，我们要去 追求主耶稣所赐的平安。
Therefore, we must repent and we must turn to the different peace that Jesus gives.
一般的世人都认为，只要我心想事成，我就会有平安了。
And a lot of people in the world think, well, as long as I just set my mind to the right things, then I will have peace.
只是人不可能一直是事想事成的。
So they think that if I just think this, then I will get it. But of course, we all know that this positive thinking won't itself give us actual peace.
特别是在亚当里的罪人。
Especially those who are fallen and sinful in Adam.
当亚当吃了分别善恶树上的果子之后，
And when Adam ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
圣经说他的眼睛就明亮了。
Bible says that his eyes were open.
他明亮的眼睛看到的是什么呢？
But what did his opened eyes see?
是人类所设想的那个五彩缤纷的世界。
And what did they see is this, is that kind of world, the world around him.
哇，这个世界太好了。
Oh wow, this world is so awesome and wonderful.
这个世界太多的好东西了。
The world has so many good things to offer.
所以在亚当里的人，那个贪婪的自己 心啊，油然而生。
And so then in Adam, then the lust for this world that came about.
就是这个贪心，人是永远不会满足的。
And so it's that greed and that insatiable greed.
现在年轻人可能不知道，岁数大一点的可能知道。
And so perhaps you might not understand, but those who are older will understand.
我们曾经活在吃不饱的时间日子里。
And we once lived in an age where hunger was rampant.
那是有个梦想，哎呀，能吃饱就好啦。
And so in times of starvation, we dream, oh, if only I can just have enough to eat.
每天，那时我念初中的时候，放学第一件事赶紧往下跑，就是家里有这么一口饭。
And remember, this is very middle school for me. When right after school, we would run, I would run home, thinking, oh, I can go home and eat
把那口饭吃好了，吃饱吃完了，满足了，饱了，不是说饱了，不饿了。
And so when I go home and eat that, that bowl of rice, that I can be full, not full, but at least no longer hungry.
后来，等到你吃饱了。
And then afterwards, when I'm able to be satisfied.
那时候我没有生活在上海。
And that time I was not in Shanghai.
生活在东北。
I was in the northeast.
吃饱是吃饱了，但是不是大米白面吃饱了。
And of course, yes, I did become full, but it wasn't just the rice.
上海人有一种说法，格食。什么叫格食？格子吃的食物，格食。格子吃的什么？苞米。
And so, of course, there's a saying in Shanghai that I cannot translate.
吃是吃饱了，但是。没有，不是吃大米白面饱，就是哎呀，如果我真的能够吃大米白面吃饱了多好。
And of course, what the saying implies is that yes, you can be filled, but this is a food that is not fit for human consumption. So if only we could be filled with that which is good, whether it be rice or things or pastries.
今天的人基本上，我可以，我不能说每一个人，基本上人都能够凭着吃大米白面吃饱。
Now, of course, today, almost, not everyone, but essentially everyone is able to be satisfied with human food, with rice, or with flour.
但是你去问他们满足吗？
But you can ask them, are you satisfied?
不满足，他们希望有鱼有肉。
But of course, they're not satisfied, no, because they wish to have meat, to have fish.
等到有鱼有肉的时候，他们又想应该有好酒。
And then when they do have meat and fish, then they think, oh, well, I need good wine.
有好酒的时候，就应该有山珍海味。我想吃什么有什么了。
And then after that, if they have good wine, then of course they will want the best delicacies and seafood, whatever thing they desire.
我是下过山的，大家都知道。
And so I have gone to Hong Kong a little
bit.
还
放在
country
side。他是那时候吃的青年在一起谈论啊。
And so when I was there, when I was conversing with the people,
说如果说上面发一个命令说你能走回上海，所有的人都拔腿就走，所有的东西都不要，拔腿就走，走回上海到上海落户口就走回去。
And so of course, if they were eating, passed out and said that you can return to Shanghai, then everyone would uproot themselves and walk to Shanghai.
后来。七八年大反攻了。
But seven, 8 years after the Great Reversal.
我同学基本上全回上海。
All of my classmates essentially went back to Shanghai.
我想我在上海碰到他们，他们应该很满足、很平安、很喜乐。
And I'm sure if I meet them in Shanghai, then they will be very satisfied. They will be, at peace.
但是他们没有一个，我没看到一个人是笑脸的。
But not one of them, I did not see any one of them with a smiling face.
所以不仅仅是在吃的方面，在任何方面，在穿的方面，住的方面，行的方面，都是如此。
And so this applies, this lack of satisfaction applies not only to what we eat, but also what we wear, the things we do, the life we live.
过去穿线袜子的时候，希望有尼龙袜；穿了尼龙袜，希望改穿线袜。
And so of course back then, when things were difficult, whatever kind of stock of clothing we have, we always want it better.
15平方米，一家七口人住在里面，希望房子大一点就好了。现在房子大了，还是不满足。
And so back then, when people were crowded, or like families of seven, they would become a larger home. But after that, they would still not be satisfied.
到亚当眼睛明亮的时候，贪婪和心进入到他的贪婪进入到他心里头，永远。不会满足。
And so when Adam's eyes opened, then his covetousness entered him, and he was no longer able to be satisfied.
有些人说我不在乎这些物质的东西。
Now some people might say, well, I don't care about these material things.
我不追求物质东西，物质我只要能吃饱就行了。
I don't think I'm doing material things as long as I'm full, that I will be satisfied.
我看重的是我社会的地位。
What I care about is my place in society.
所以说他当官了。
And so Brad becomes an officer of rank.
启禀芝麻官。 不满足，
那
么大了，失平了。
Yeah, but now he wants something better.
还是不满足。
And once he has that, he's still not satisfied.
他的官位往上升级。
And so even as he becomes, even as he is promoted,
他能满足几个月？
At best, he'll be satisfied for a few months.
最多几年。
At tops, a few years.
然后，贪婪的心又发动了。
And after that, the company's heart will once again come alive.
所以还是不满足。
But he was still not satisfied.
后来终于当上总统
了。Well, finally, he has become the president.
该满足了吧？
So he should be satisfied, right?
还是不满足。
No, he is still not satisfied.
现在开始想当神了。
Now he wants to be like God.
所有的人都在听我的，我说一句话就是上帝的话。
Everyone must listen to me. Whatever I say, my words are like words of God.
这种贪得无厌的心态，他怎么可能有平安？
And with such a covetous heart, how can this person have peace?
怎么会不忧愁？
How will he not be anxious and worried?
所以我们说世人，你说世人没平安吗？
So we ask them, can those who are worldly have peace?
世人也会有平安。
Yes, worldly people can have peace.
但是他不会有永久的平安。
But this peace will not be lasting.
这就是我们要信主的原因。
And so this is why we must believe in the Lord.
我们想得到耶稣基督赐给我们的平安。
Because we want to receive Jesus' peace.
只是很可惜的事。
And what is pitiful and sad is,
我们信主以后，我们没得到这个平安。
After we believe in the Lord, we still do not have this peace.
我们信主以后，我们这个不平安的状况没有改变。
And then our state of being anxious and troubled, it hasn't changed.
我不是所有的人都没改变。
Now I'm not saying that no one has changed.
只是有些人改变了多一点，有些人改变了少一点。
But what I'm saying is that some have changed a little bit more and some less.
没改变的原因在哪？
Well, what is the reason for not having changed this state of worry?
我们可以从基督徒开口祈求中略知一二。
And so we can see this through their requests when they open their mouths.
许多时候我们祈求的还都是这个世界上的物质享受。
And the thing that we pray for, these are still these material comforts of the world.
给我好一个好工作。
Give me a good job.
给我一个更多的收入的工作。
Give me a higher paying job.
给我更好的车子。
Give me a better car.
给我更大的房子。
Give me a bigger house.
所以求的都是世界上那些物质的享受。
So all that we pray for are material comforts of this world.
却很少求上帝的国和上帝的义。
And so rarely do we pray for God's kingdom and for His righteousness.
在主耶稣所教导的主导文中，他清楚地教导我们要先求他的国和他的义。
And in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus clearly teaches that we must seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们所需要的一切，天父都知道，他都会加给我们的。
And Jesus said that all that we need, our Heavenly Father knows and will give to us.
我不是说世上的物质你不可以求。
I am not saying, however, that we cannot ask for these material comforts and needs.
但是你必须是先求他的国和他的义。
But we must first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
把这个放在首先重要的位置。
And place this in the important spot, in the first priority.
其实从某种程度上说，
As someone once said,
我们先求他的国，先求他的义，你世上享受的物质享受，你都不会求了。
And that if we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness,And we will not ask for these worldly material comforts.
好，我们不求他的苦，不求他的义，我们许许多多事就是妄求。
And that if we do not seek for His kingdom and His righteousness, then we will seek after the other things.
妄求其实就是求忧愁。
How we are basically seeking that after that,
because
that's a problem.
因为我们网球的东西，我们是不可能，天父是不可能给我们的。
Because if we choose that which is not, if we ask for that which is not right,
我们求就
求
不到。
Then we will not be able to receive it from the Father.
求不到，忧愁就跟随来了。
And if we can't get what we ask for, then the trouble and worry will come upon us.
平安也没了。
And then peace will be gone.
更可怕的是，没忧愁了，平安没了，不想是自己妄求，却是觉得上帝不公平，去怪罪上帝。
And when we have no peace and we're full of worry, we will not think that we ask the wrong thing, but we will turn to God and complain, thinking that He has not given us what we want.
产生这样的事情的原因，是因为我们的眼睛只是在亚当里明亮了。
And the reason why we will be like this is our eyes are open only the way Adam's eyes were open.
我们看中的只是世上这些所拥有的东西。
What we see are only the things of this world that we can see.
我们看外面的眼睛好像明亮了。
So when we look from the outside, it seems that our eyes have been opened.
我们心里的眼睛却是黑暗的。
But the eyes of our hearts are yet still darkened.
我们无法看到上帝国度里面的荣耀。
And so we are not able to see the glory that comes from God's kingdom.
所以我们怎么会得到主耶稣所说的不同于世人的那种平安呢？
So how then can we receive this peace that Jesus is different from that of the world?
因为我们和世人一样。
Because we are the same as those of the world.
我们只是挂那个基督徒的牌号。
Except we only just have put on a label, Christian.
里面和世人一样。
But inside we are the same.
看到的东西也是一样。
The things that we look after the same.
追求的东西也一样。
The things we see.
我们怎么会得到主耶稣所说的不同于世人的那个平安呢？
How will we be able to receive the peace of Christ?
所以主耶稣在二十六节以后才说要赐给世人不同的平安。
So it's only after verse 26 that Jesus says He will give the peace that is different from the world.
为什么二十六节就很重要？
So why is verse 26 very important?
我们就知道这个不同于世人的平安是出自主耶稣所指教的事情以及他说过的话。
So we see that this peace comes from what Jesus has taught them.
主耶稣所指教的事情，主耶稣所说过的话，我们就知道这是什么，这就是福音。
And so what did Jesus teach them? This is of course referring to the gospel.
旧约圣经已经预言了福音。
The Old Testament has already pointed toward the gospel.
旧约圣经中以西结三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26.
它里预言了将来福音是一件怎么样的事。
And this is already foreshadowed what the gospel would be.
三十六章二十六节说：“我也要赐给你们一个信心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉体。”
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 tells us.
这些经文是旧约对福音的一个预言性的描述。
And so this is an Old Testament passage that prophesies what will come.
在主耶稣所成就的福音中，信主的人将有一个新心，一个新的灵。这与新约的以弗所书四章二十四节、二十四节。并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And so this is all this points to the gospel, and especially the same Ephesians 4 that we are meant to put on a new self, or we receive a new heart.
以及哥罗西书三章十节，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。这旧约的这以西结书和新约的所启示的。新福音的实质是相呼应的。
And so, of course, Ezekiel, this point is the same exact thing that we see also in Colossians 3, where we are to put on the new man.
因此我们就知道，耶稣基督的福音是要创造一个新人。
So we see that Jesus' gospel is to create a new man.
这个新人他有新的心和新的灵,
and so this new man has a new heart, has a new spirit.
是造了什么形象造的? 他应该具有上帝的形象。
And this is created after the image of Christ, after the image of God.
让我们回想一下, 创世纪当初上帝造人的时候, 他所说的话。
Of course, we can think back to Genesis 1 when Jesus got created, when God created the man.
创世纪第一章二十七节，二十七节。 神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created them, male and female he created them.
所以什么叫福音？福音就是使人恢复到上帝当初造人时的形象。
And so what the gospel, is returning to the image that God has created man.
所以福音这是一个人内在的改变。
And so the gospel is of an inner change.
虽然你信了主，信了基，成为基督徒， 你的人的外形没有改变。
Even though you believe in Jesus Christ, and yes, you're outer man, there's nothing changing on the outside.
但我们的内心应该完全成为一个新人，恢复到上帝造人时所具有的世界观、人生观和价值观。
But our heart, our inner man, is supposed to be a completely new creation, and we will have a new thought, and a new worldview, new ethics, new everything.
改变人是福音的核心。
And so transformation, change, that is the heart of the gospel.
每一个相信耶稣基督的人，他内心都有圣灵的内住。
All who believe in Jesus Christ have the Holy Spirit dwelling in their hearts.
有圣灵内住的人，就应该被上帝的话所改变，成为一个新造的人。
And those who have the Holy Spirit indwelling them are also be those who are a new creation that God has recreated.
现在问题是，今天的基督教更多的只是注意外在的事和物。
Of course, today though, much of the Christian church focuses on the external.
注视到周围的环境是否被改变了。
And in terms of the external works and whether or not the culture of society around us has that changed.
都希望上帝做工，改变我们周围的环境。
And so they seek after, they ask God to change their external circumstances and their surroundings.
将我不喜欢的人和物从我身边挪移开。
And those persons and things that don't like be removed from them.
而我想要的东西快快地赐给我。
And the things that I want that may be quickly given to me.
使我们可以有平安。
So that I can have peace.
这是世人所祈求的平安。
But this is the peace that worldly people ask.
不是主耶稣所说的平安。
And this is not the peace that Jesus speaks of.
许多时候，上帝并不用这个方法挪开这些人和事，使我们得平安。
And frequently, Jesus, God does not give us peace by removing these persons or things that bother us.
我说的是，许多时候，上帝不用这个方法。
I say that many times.
也有时候上帝会用这个方法。
Of course, at times God does use this way to remove that problem.
将我们不喜欢的人和物从我们身边离开。
The things or the persons we don't like become removed from us.
但上帝一般来说，他不会这么做。
But generally speaking, God does not do things this way.
为什么？因为上帝知道。
Why? Because God knows.
一个自我中心的人，他身边永远有他不喜欢的人和事。
God knows that a self-centered person will always have people and things around him or her that are bothering.
如果你是一个自我中心的人，
and of course, if you're a self-centered person,
你这个人你不喜欢的人挪开了，
and once this person that you don't like is removed from you,
又有一个你不喜欢的人出现了，
there will be another person who will appear who you will not like.
除了你自己你喜欢，别人都可能不喜欢。
And except for yourself, whom you love, perhaps there will be no one else who you will like.
所以说，主耶稣所赐的平安不是这样的平安。
So the peace that Jesus gives is not this kind of peace.
主耶稣在二十六节说：“但保惠师就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事情教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你所说的一切话。”
That's what Jesus says in verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
他需要使徒们在福音中得到新的生命。
And he wants the disciples to receive the new life that comes from the gospel.
到使徒们真的得到这个新的生命的时候，他们在罗马政府的迫害中仍旧有平安。
And so when these disciples receive this new life, then they can stand in the midst of Roman persecution.
只有心中新生命中的平安是不受周围环境影响的。
Only it is the peace of this new creation will such a peace not be influenced and impacted by one's environment or surroundings.
也只有这样的平安是永远会失去的平安。
It is only this kind of peace that will not be taken away forever.
如果今天的基督徒在耶稣基督里得到了新的生命，
and so if Christians believe in Jesus and receive new life from him.
那么在我们心中的平安就永远不会失去。这样的基督徒的人生就是一个没有忧愁喜乐的人生。所有的人都渴望这样的人生。但是我们许多时候不愿意弃掉亚当里的旧生命。
Put away the old life in Adam.
当我们抓住这个旧生命的时候，
as we cleanse this old life,
在我们里面就没有新生命的位置。
But then there will be no spot or place for this new life.
我们就被这个世界的王所掌控。
And we'll be controlled by the ruler of this world.
我们就不会有真正的平安。
We will not have true and lasting peace.
我们基督徒在我们受洗的时候，既然有圣灵的内住。
And so when we were baptized as Christians, then the Holy Spirit indwells us.
我们就要依靠圣灵的能力，借着圣灵明白上帝的话。
And we must rely on the Holy Spirit's power, through the Holy Spirit, learn and know more of God's word.
用上帝的话这个灵粮来喂养我们属灵的生命。
And use God's word as our spiritual food to feed and nourish our spiritual life.
让在我们里面的新生命健康的成长起来。
So that new life in us might grow in health.
长成有基督的生命，这样我们可以有永远不会失去的平安和喜乐。
And only then we have to have this lasting peace that will not go away.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
这就是好消息。
And this is the good news.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
谢谢天父，感谢你独生爱子来到我们中间。
Forgiving us, your Lord Jesus.
为我们的罪死在十字架上，成就了这个救恩，让我们可以在耶稣基督里面得到新的生命。
So in Christ Jesus we can receive a new life.
那永远有平安和喜乐的生命。
A life that has an everlasting peace.
谢谢主，将这样大的恩典给我们。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a great grace.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.